Love is not something that is a sort of rare commodity. Everybody has it. Existence is love.
You are one with the divine principle. You have the energy.
You are the Big Bang, the original force of the universe, coming on as whoever you are. See, when I meet you, I see not just what you define yourself as, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. I see every one of you as the primordial energy of the universe coming on at me in this particular way.
Money is a circulation of information, and in itself has no value.
Everybody is fundamentally the ultimate reality, not God in a politically kingly sense, but God in the sense of being the self, the deep down basic whatever there is, and you're all that.
Stop measuring days by degree of productivity and start experiencing them by degree of presence.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the first episode of Figuring Shit Out with your host, Kelsey Cortez. I hope that my intro song was not too long. I am still debating if I like it. I just really like Alan Watts and I thought it fit perfectly for this podcast. So you guys gotta let me know, but I'm sorry if it was too long. I am so stoked that you're here and I'm excited to take you along this journey of this thing we call life. Some of you might know me as the host of the Question Everything podcast. And if you're here from that podcast, hello, welcome friends, and thank you for sticking with me. So I want to start off strongly by setting my intentions for this podcast. I got to set a steady foundation for y'all. So I was stuck between so many names, but I felt this one was the most appropriate because I'm currently going through a huge transformation. And if you listen to my last episode on Question Everything podcast, I said that I am in a constant state of figuring shit out. And it seems like the collective is also. Everyone is just trying to figure shit out, and we are going to continue to try to figure shit out for the rest of our lives. Another thing is, no matter what anyone tells you, no one knows the absolute truth. People may have different perspectives, but at the end of the day, their reality is formed by their own projections. So we're all individually living our own realities. So, that being said, I am saying this now, episode 1, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. That is going to be my tagline. I don't claim to know everything, and my truth might not be your truth, and that's okay. Moral of the story is we never stop learning or growing. I honestly want this to be a laid-back, personal, safe space to talk about everything and anything. I want to be able to share my truth in hopes that it will inspire and motivate you. We'll talk about the spiritual journey, the ups, downs, the in-betweens, relationships, what's going on in the world, how to navigate through this thing we call life, and I'm going to try my best to hold your hand along the path. I honestly do not want to be considered a guru or a teacher because I want you to be your own teacher, your own savior, and your own hero because you are the main character, baby. I'm just here to give you a little push, a little spark. I hope you resonate with my content and stick around. But if not, like I said, that's totally okay. There are so many wonderful creators who are also speaking their truth, and maybe you will resonate with them better. I am just one out of hundreds that are trying to help you not feel so alone throughout this huge shift that we are going through right now. This huge collective consciousness shift that we are going through right now. I will be posting every Monday, and I also have created a question forum that is not on Google Docs this time. It's actually on my website, so you guys can send me questions or things you want to hear more about, topics. I already have gotten messages about people wanting me to talk about gut health, so shout out to you guys. We'll probably start that next episode if you guys have questions or any of that. You can find the link in my Instagram bio for this podcast called FSO Podcast, or you can go to luminescentluna.com/FSO Podcast. Luminescent Luna, for those of you who are new here, that is my crystal shop. So if you want to browse around while you leave some questions or some topics you want me to talk about, go ahead. All right, so and now to the juicy details. If you're coming from my other podcast, Question Everything, I did do a goodbye episode if you want to go check that out, but I want to further explain. And also, for those of you who are new here and don't know who the hell I am. So, for a while now, I have been debating on rebranding and steering more towards this kind of content. I honestly started to try to shift my content towards more spiritual stuff, but I felt because I started talking about conspiracy theories that it would be messy. So I kind of said, fuck it, let's just start over. And don't get me wrong, I love investigating and informing you guys on what I found in the depths of the government and the Freemasons and Illuminati. I felt as if I kept talking about those things, we never grow out of it, and I would just be perpetuating that cycle of fear when honestly we are trying to evolve out of that. There are millions of predictions of what ifs and what's to come and the world's ending, but if we attach ourselves to those theories or those concepts, we're gonna get trapped, or we're gonna manifest those, or we're just so many different outcomes. I always talk about living in the present moment and going back to your breath. But if we focus so much on if the world is going to end tomorrow, or who are the bad guys, or who is starting the New World Order, or et cetera, we are going to miss what is going on right now in front of us. And we are also going to be distracted from our inner powers, our inner healing, our inner divinity. What is that quote from Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Let me look it up. Okay, so it's life moves pretty fast, but if you don't stop and look around once in a while, you can miss it. And I live by that. Conspiracy theories, or as I like to call them, conspiracy facts, are exciting to look into, and it's exciting to know what's to come because you can be prepared. But sometimes that turns into fear, and sometimes that turns into panic. I've always said it's good to stay prepared, but sometimes the fear creeps in, and there were moments where I was trapped in the rabbit hole and forgot all about my own healing and my own journey. As I love to say, you can't help the world until you start helping yourself. And I mean, we'll dive into all that throughout this podcast, but for this intro episode, I just wanted to share my journey, where I started, who I am, and what's been going on. So, hello, my name is Kelsey Cortez. I am 24 years old. I feel like I'm doing a presentation at school. So I am a spiritual being having a human experience. No, it's funny because I read in a book once that when people ask you, like, who are you? Just say you're an expression of the infinite. But okay, so my form self, my ego, I am Kelsey. I'm 24. I was born and raised in San Diego, and I moved to Las Vegas for college, and that's where I was 4 months ago. I recently moved across the country to North Carolina, so now I am here. I started my spiritual journey, honestly, I couldn't even tell you when, because I feel like my whole life I've always been in tune with the paranormal. I've seen ghosts, I've experienced a lot of things, I've always been attracted to crystals, tarot cards, Ouija boards, talking to ghosts, ghost hunting, UFO hunting. In high school, though, I honestly do believe that you attract the people that are in your soul tribe, and most of my friends who I've attracted are all into this stuff, which is amazing. So in high school, one of my best friends, she got me into crystals, and she was teaching me more about breath work, meditation, journaling. But it wasn't until college that I fully had a spiritual awakening. And I don't believe that you have to be spiritual to practice any of this stuff. Like, I hate labels. Let's just get that out of the way. So I hate labels. And I mean, honestly, in this reality that we live in this 3D universe, we do have to use labels, but I hate how much importance people give labels, and we'll get more into that. But anyways, I had a spiritual awakening, quote unquote, in college after I got my heart broken in 2018. I honestly think it was a Kundalini awakening or a third eye awakening because I felt it through my spine. Like, it was insane. That was also when my third eye opened. But anyways, I started questioning. I was like, is this all that life has to offer? I felt so lost because I depended so much on this person. I saw a future with them. I just built my world around this person that when he left me, I felt so lost and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life anymore. I didn't know if there was actually love out there for me. I had like an ego death. I lost my sense of self. I literally was just sleeping day in and day out, crying like crazy. And then I started coming across a lot of different things in regards to twin flames and tarot cards and tarot card readings on YouTube. And I was obsessing over those. And then I started just reading more about on this. And I was just like, holy crap, like, there's more to life than this shit that we've been taught our whole lives. Like, there has to be, like, I just feel it. And I mean, ever since I was a kid, I had a lot of dissociation episodes, I guess you would say. I didn't really realize that that's what that was in psychology terms, but I would basically have an out-of-body experience and realize that this life wasn't real. And I would kind of recognize it as a cartoon or compare it to a cartoon. And it was very intense, and I would have these episodes all the time where I just knew that my family wasn't my family and I was only here for a short time. And I don't even know how to explain it, but I still vividly remember these moments. Like, I would see out of my eyes, but I saw it almost like I was in a suit or a mask. I don't know, but I just knew that this wasn't real. Like, this is just a cartoon or this is just a show, video game. And I would have these episodes all the time. And I also would visualize myself outside of the planet and see everything and just know that we were all connected. We were all one. Like, I was the planet. I don't know how to explain it. It was just very profound. And if you've been with me since Question Everything, I've talked about these episodes. And I even mentioned that I didn't really tell anyone. I told my grandma one time and she laughed at me. So I didn't really tell my parents or anything. But honestly, this was before I before I started going to school. And then once I started going to school and, you know, programming, getting indoctrinated by society, I lost touch with that part of myself. And sometimes I could initiate that feeling too. This is getting weird already, but I love it. This is what it's all about. So I would initiate it sometimes by me like really focusing. Or even before I went to bed, I could put myself out of this planet. Like, I would almost see like everything from like the sky view. I don't know how to explain it. I don't think I was astral projecting. Maybe I was, but I lost touch with all of that and how to initiate it and engage with it. So, like I said, indoctrination, programming happened, but I was still like attracted to tarot cards, paranormal, conspiracy theories. And so fast forward, I ended up going to college in Vegas, had my actual spiritual awakening, like I mentioned. And then it wasn't until quarantine where like I really wanted to focus on my personal growth. I really wanted to make myself a better person. And honestly, I will never forget this conversation that I had with my friend who at the time I had a crush on, and I really valued what he said. But I think he also initiated another awakening in me because he told me that I wasn't being honest with myself. He was like, you're not being honest with yourself about a lot of things. And at first I was so confused because I didn't realize, I was not self-aware of my actions. And it took him to be very, very honest with me. And he was also on his personal growth track. And he was always talking to me about his favorite books and all this stuff. And I love people who want to expand their mind and want to heal and want to learn more about themselves and how the world works and stuff. So that's also why I was kind of attracted to him. So anyways, I will never forget this. We had this lunch one time and he told me, because we were talking about like our first impressions of each other and all this stuff. And he told me, he was like, I don't think you're being honest with yourself. And I think you seek validation from other people because you don't love yourself and you're not honest with yourself. And that really hit me. And I know two other people that might like offend you. And honestly, like, yeah, I was like taken back. I was like, oh shit. But I didn't react. I took a moment and I sat there and I was like, oh, you know, maybe he's right, you know? And sometimes it does take these harsh truths or these wake-up calls to really push you forward. So after that, I really started to work on myself. That was like a year before quarantine. And then after that, I just started working up my way and started focusing more on myself, started focusing more on my self-love and where I wasn't being honest with myself. And I really took that advice. And I think nowadays, it's really hard to openly communicate that with someone that you want to help. Like, I know he genuinely wanted to help me. He wasn't saying that to offend me. And I respected his opinion. Like I said, I valued his opinion a lot. So yeah, and at that time I was super insecure. I did need validation from other people. I would post on social media constantly because I needed those likes. I needed those swipe ups on my stories and all that. So I was very insecure and I did project that a lot and I didn't recognize that. So it took that to really like shove me down the personal growth journey. So then I started going down that path and then quarantine hit. And that's when I was like, you know what? I lost my jobs. I am going to have like, I don't know how long to myself with no work, can't go outside. So let's focus on ourselves. So I started doing that. I started reading more. I started meditating. I started journaling, shadow work, and learning how to be alone and learning how to have fun by myself, learning what I like to do. I hit a moment where I was like, do I even know myself? Like, I was like, what do I like to do? What if I don't like myself, or if I don't like being alone with myself, how can anyone else enjoy my presence if I don't even enjoy my presence? So I really like went into like a period of solitude and I honestly enjoyed it so much. I grew every single day. I learned something new every single day. I started drawing. I started dancing in my room. I started just expressing myself. And I think I really tapped into my feminine energy, which I think a lot of people lack. And I mean, we'll get into feminine and masculine energies in another episode, but we need a balance of both. And I feel like this world is very masculine driven. And that doesn't have anything to do with gender. It's all about energy. And the feminine energy is about expressing and surrendering and being able to receive. And I was not allowing myself to do that. And I honestly still struggle with that to this day, but it's a work in progress. And I think looking back on my progress from that, I have grown so much, but I still catch myself being a little bit too masculine, a little bit too controlling, and allowing my ego to center itself rather than allowing my feminine energy to come through. So anyways, fast forward, I was starting to question a lot more things with COVID happening. Ever since the beginning, ever since it started, I was like, this doesn't seem real. This, something seems wrong. Like, I just had an intuitive feeling. And right before COVID hit, I just had this like strong anxiety feeling. It wasn't anxiety. It was just like a heavy feeling. But I say it's anxiety because it was the closest thing I can relate it to, but it wasn't that. And then COVID hit and I just remember talking to my coworkers at the time because I worked at Starbucks and I was like, this doesn't seem right. I don't know. It seems kind of weird. And then right before the George Floyd riots happened, that also I got the same feeling, like the heavy feeling. So I didn't know what was going on. I was still trying to get in tune with myself in my beginning stages of meditating, shadow work and all that. So then when George Floyd riots happened, I was seeing a lot of weird things going on. And I was like, this is a little strange. And I will never forget what pushed me down the rabbit hole. And you guys are probably going to laugh. So there was this video going around TikTok That's where I get all my news. There was this video going around TikTok where this guy was carrying a black umbrella. He was wearing all black. He was by this like warehouse. I don't know. And in the comments, people were like, oh, like that's the same guy from the Kennedy shooting or something like that. They were comparing it to that guy, their symbolism. And I was like, ooh, like I was very attracted to symbolism and like seeing the deeper meaning of things. So I was like, what does this have to do with anything? So that night, I literally did not sleep. I started off with the JFK shooting. And then I went down a deep rabbit hole. I found out Freemasons, Illuminati, the royal family, the 13 families. Oh my God, it was intense. And then I came across this one book. And after that, it was game over. And I was like, wow, we're living a lie. Like, this reality is a lie. And I mean, it kind of tied in with what I was practicing with my spirituality, because I was like, there's more to life than this. There's more to life than the material things. Like, I already had that mindset. So when I heard about the quote unquote conspiracy theories, everything just clicked. And I was like, wow, like, everything is adding up. And if you connect the dots, it all makes sense. And my belief, you don't have to believe this, this is my belief, my reality. My belief is that these material things, this 3D world, is, you can call it a simulation, call it a game, whatever you want to call it. But I do believe that these things, these outside, external, material things, people, places, experiences, are here to challenge us, to help our souls evolve and grow, help our consciousness evolve to the next level. And I do believe we are here as humans to do that. And I hate to be that person that says, like, everything's a lesson. Everything you go through, you go through. But it's true. It honestly is. And like I said in my last episode of Question Everything, I might have mentioned it here, I'm not sure, but I'm going to repeat it. I said, although everything is a lesson, or everything is an experience to help us grow, that doesn't mean you should ignore or push aside your feelings or your human emotion or your human reactions. You should honor those feelings, honor those reactions, but also become aware of them. Become aware of where they stem from, why you're feeling this way. Because most of the times, the way we react is from a past trigger, a past from your childhood, from your adolescence. It's a reactive response to something that you have not healed or have not recognized about yourself. So you can take everything you go through as a reflection. And I mean, there has to be a balance. Obviously, you cannot obsess over every little thing that happens in your life. Like, when a person cuts you off, you're like, what the hell was I supposed to learn in this moment, you know? I mean, you can, but everything is an experience. And the good times, the bad times. And honestly, I think we're just here to experience being humans. And that means honoring our emotions, honoring what we feel, what we've been through. And I feel like recently, with recent events and recent trends, recent, I don't know, generational ideologies, I don't even know what to call them, but I feel like everyone's so stuck on this material, external world. And again, these are my perspectives, my views, what I've been observing in the last 3 months. And that's why I don't like labels. And I think the importance of labels minimizes the importance of you stepping into your power and you acknowledging your own self-worth and acknowledging your own self-love, because you need that validation from someone else calling you a certain thing or identifying yourself with a certain thing. And whether that be your spiritual, your Catholic, your Christian, you're a boy, you're a girl, like, these labels and all these other things are a distraction to keep you away from your own divinity. And I mean, it's hard. It's hard being human. I guess that's the best way to put it. It's hard being human and trying to interact with others in a society where people think this way. But I do believe that people are waking up. People are recognizing that things aren't okay, and things have become too stagnant, the old way does not work anymore, and we are moving out of that, and we are transforming on an individual level and on a collective level. And I am seeing that every single day, especially with the things that I have been going through. And I believe that the more you work on yourself and the more you focus on you, that you are helping. Whether you think you are or you're not, you are helping. Are you meditated for 5 minutes today? You are helping. You journaled twice last week? You are helping. And it doesn't even have to be that. You don't have to be like, oh, I need these crystals, or I need this, I need to journal to work on yourself. No, you don't need those tools. And I know I have a crystal shop and I should not be saying that, but I'm being honest with you guys and I'm being real and raw, because you really don't need these tools. All you really need is your authentic self to express itself, share your truth, and your authentic self to hold that space and that love and compassion for yourself and for others, and to recognize that the external does not define you. And I really need to hear that, because I have been struggling so much these past, let's say I've been here since May 26th, June, July, it's almost August, so like 2-ish, 3-ish months. I guess I've been lost. Sorry, I got lost in my story, but basically, after the conspiracy theories, I created a TikTok talking about this, but because I recognize how spirituality and these conspiracy theories aligned, in the sense that we are more than what we think, we are more than what we've been programmed to believe, I wanted to focus more on spiritual growth and personal growth, because I do think that's the most important. I don't think that we can help the world unless we help ourselves. So I went down that path. And recently I was living in Vegas, and because I graduated from UNLV, and I was very comfortable where I was at. I was living with my parents rent free. I was a youth mentor. I had a job and stuff, but I was just too comfortable. And although I had my podcast, although I was still reading, although I was still doing shadow work, I was not being faced with the challenges that I believe I needed to be faced with to grow and to transform, which I am facing now. And I am so grateful for that. And it's not like I was like, yeah, let's go dive into some hurdles or some challenges. But I do think my soul was yearning for that, and I felt it coming, honestly. I am 24, and I was like, you know what? I need to grow. I think it's time to leave the nest. So I moved across the country to North Carolina. That's where I'm at right now. But of course, I came here with my car and a couple stuff packed in the back, and I live with 3 other people in a 2-bedroom apartment, and I've been sleeping on a foam mattress. I think I actually might get a mattress today. Woot woot. But my goal is to obviously get my own place, to be financially stable, to be okay in my environment, to have my own space, to be able to record episodes and stuff. That's why I haven't been recording, because I haven't had my space to record. So anyway, I recognized that my shop wasn't doing too well, so I did have to do something about it. And although we are in this crisis, I don't know if I would call it a crisis, but this like recognition of how capitalism, or I don't even know if I want to call it capitalism, because I'm involving myself in capitalism, so that'd be very contradicting. But just this, I don't know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and the rich don't give a shit kind of scenario that we're going through right now. And people are realizing that. Like, I didn't want to contribute to that. I didn't want to continue to work for someone else, realizing that I'm also perpetuating the problem. But at that point, I really had to make a decision. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I gonna, I don't know. I've been feeling so lost and so defeated. I think that's the correct word to say. I've been feeling so defeated because I was like, I'm running out of money. I need a job. I don't know what to do. I also lost motivation for my crystal shop and putting effort into that. And I was in a very, very dark place, which I am still navigating through. So if you are also, you are not alone. But I definitely would consider this a dark night of the soul. And I don't believe that you will only have one throughout your life. I believe you will have multiple dark nights of the souls. And for those of you who don't know what dark night of the soul is, it's basically a moment after or while going through a transformative period where you kind of feel lost and you don't know what's your purpose anymore or what you want to do or what motivates you, or like you just feel so lost and you just are in this constant cycle of just like it feels like it's never going to get better. But I do realize that I am going to look back on this and be very thankful for everything I'm going through. But yeah, it hasn't been easy, and I've just been having to honor my human emotions and honor everything I'm going through and try to not complain. I think that's always been one thing I've been working on with my ego, is to try to not complain, because I chose to be here. I am not the victim. And I feel like we are also trapped in this victim mentality world. So when I catch myself complaining, I'm just like, Kelsey, you are not the victim. You chose to be here. You chose to do these things. Like, whether you acknowledge that or not, like subconsciously, even before entering this planet, you chose what you were going to go through. You chose these challenges. And I mean, consciously, I did choose to move here. So, I mean, it goes both ways. Like, I chose every single thing I'm going through. So, I mean, although I'm taking responsibility and although I am taking myself out of that victim mentality, it still sucks, you know? Like, you can't spiritually bypass that. You can't just say, well, yeah, I chose this, like, whatever. No, like, feel what you're feeling and honor that, you know? It's your human experience. Honor that, but learn from it and grow. Don't just stay stagnant and complacent where you're at. But pull yourself out of it, you know? That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to pull myself out of it. It has taken me so long to record this episode. You guys don't even know. I think I talked about this for so long on my Twitter. And I honestly was going to start recording like the week after. But, you know, shit hit the fan. And I think I keep hitting walls and I keep feeling defeated. But I know that like I just need to hop over and keep pulling myself out of that. So that's why I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's a full moon today and I'm going to start recording again, and I'm going to do what I love to do, which is talk my truth and help you guys recognize your own power, help you guys recognize that you are the main character of your movie. And right before I even started recording this too, it was 11:11, so I was like, yeah, that's confirmation. I honestly have been missing this so much too. Like, I miss talking to a microphone. And if you're new here and you aren't coming from my Question Everything podcast, I am so sorry. I have just unloaded a shit ton of things on you. But I want to be this raw with you guys, and I want to be this real, because I feel like this content is the most valuable and most kind of like a relief, you know? When you hear someone else talk about their story of like shit they're going through, and even though they claim to be spiritual or, like, again, I hate labels, but, like, the people who always are in that, like, love and light, everything is good, like, stay positive. Like, although those things are good, but there's a toxic, like, spiritual bypass trend that I think happens a lot with, spiritual people. And I've honestly I've been guilty of this too. I have had a spiritual ego at one point, but I had to sit myself down and I was like, Kelsey, no, you don't know everything. And you got to feel your emotions because I was spiritually bypassing. And I think that you don't have to be positive all the time. You don't have to be in that high vibration all the time to manifest your dream life or whatever. Like, you need to honor your feelings. You need to honor what you're going through. You need to experience it and not ignore it, and just learn from it and grow, because I feel like that will propel you into the highest vibration. That will propel you into the next evolution of consciousness. So I do appreciate people that speak their truth. I've come across a lot of people on TikTok and a lot of other podcasts that are raw and will tell you the truth. And just because you're spiritual or claim to be spiritual or label yourself to be spiritual doesn't mean that life is easy, you know? We might have different perspectives on how we see life and we see the bigger picture, but that doesn't make it easy, you know? Unless you have completely killed your ego and you evolved and are the highest ascended master, then I guess you can cruise on by. But I am definitely not an ascended master, and I definitely still have an ego. So it's all about balancing everything and recognizing what you're going through, that it's for a bigger purpose. And that is so cliche, I know, but it might not be fun to do it in the moment and be like, hey, what you're going through, it's for a bigger purpose, like, chill, you know? No. But, like, after you've processed everything and really let yourself feel, you can start to recognize that you change your perspective, or you change your view, or you learn something from that experience, and that will push you forward, baby. So, sorry, I've been rambling about this, that I lost track of where I was in my story. Well, I guess this is part of my story. So basically, now we're in North Carolina. I am currently living still in a 2-bedroom apartment with 4 people. I work a full-time job, but I am still practicing my conscious awareness every single day to apply to everything in my life. It's so funny. At my job, my coworker, she's going through some stuff, and I was like explaining to her how she's going through things with her love life and stuff. So I was trying to explain to her about childhood wounds and shadow work. And one of the things that I've recognized that I am capable of doing now is seeing through people. Not that I've never been able to see through the bullshit, but I see through the bullshit clearly now. It's easy for me to recognize people's intentions or their projections, especially because I've been through that. So she was very afraid to speak her truth. So I was just talking to her about her throat chakra, her healing, and her childhood wounds. And then she was like, Kelsey, are you spiritually coaching me right now? And I was like, maybe. But it's just funny because I do it unconsciously. And I apologize. And I was like, I'm sorry that you can tell me to stop if this is like stepping over your boundaries. Like, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, like, it's cool. And so I was like, okay, cool. So we're good. But I think it's awesome that I can recognize that and recognize those things in the 3D world, as I like to call it. I think it's just so funny that I go to work when like so many bigger things are happening, and I don't know, it's kind of funny, you know, like I'm kind of just there to be a character in someone else's movie. And I don't know, I just find life to be very, very funny sometimes. And sometimes you do gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. Just laugh. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at the plot. Enjoy life. Because we're only here for a short time. And then we go back to the infinite. Back to source. But anyways, long story short, I am going through a plot twist right now. Have you guys seen that TikTok that's like whenever something inconvenient happens or an experience that you didn't enjoy happens and you just say, it was good for the plot? That's what I'm going through. It was good for the plot. It was a plot twist. So I'm going through that right now, and I think I'm going to name this episode that. It was good for the plot. But yeah, I think I'm going to wrap this up. This was a good intro episode. It was a lot. I am so sorry that I just released all of that onto you, but I hope you resonated. And like I said in the beginning, if you don't resonate with my stuff, the way I view things, the way I view life, the way I view everything, like, we're just trying to figure shit out, bro. So if you want to stick around and try to figure shit out with me, go ahead. I don't claim this to be the know-all be-all truth. This could be my truth, but it doesn't mean it has to be your truth, because we're each individually seeing our own life through our own lenses and perspectives. But maybe some of it will resonate. You can take that with you. And if it doesn't resonate, you don't have to take that with you. And I want this to be more of a safe place, a little satire, so I can just be myself. Because I feel like I couldn't joke around with the other podcast. You know, we're just alien beings that came down to help the humans because the humans don't know how to fucking do anything. I'm just kidding. But I'm not really kidding about the alien beings. This just reminded me of, like, okay, so I recently went on a date, and I give up my podcast to listen to before. I usually do that before I meet guys and stuff, especially because I want someone who is at least a little bit consciously aware or, like, open-minded, because I'm not gonna hide who I am, and I talk a lot about a lot of weird shit. Starseeds, reptilians, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, right? So I usually, like, let them listen to my podcast before I meet them. And I know I have a lot of balls for doing that. But yeah, so I met this guy. He listened to it. He was actually pretty interested in it, which is really, really interesting. Anyways, so we were on this date, and then he just wanted to know more. So I was just explaining to him about, like, aliens and, like, how the Galactic Federation has a treaty with the Anunnaki, and they created humans to see if we would survive on this earth with peace, or if we would kill off each other, because we're all made from different alien species, so we all have different alien DNA. So since we have a mix of all of them, and if we can get along, then the experiment worked. But if we kill each other, then the experiment doesn't work. it's just a theory that I've heard before, and I've been hearing it a lot. So I was explaining that to him, and I was like, yeah, we're kind of losing right now. And he's just staring at me like, what the fuck did I get myself into? Yeah, but I'm okay. You know, it's fine. We're chilling. This is why I'm single. I'm just kidding. No, but I do want to talk about that too. I want to talk about relationships. I want to talk about how to navigate through that, especially if you have someone who's not consciously aware, who doesn't want to open their mind up to other things, or who's so trapped into this 3D matrix reality and doesn't realize that they're the main character of their own reality, you know? And we'll talk about all that good stuff. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. Thank you, friends, for sticking around, and I will catch you next week on Figuring Shit Out, and we will try to figure more shit out, because I am still figuring shit out. All right, I love you guys so much. I love the people who have come from my other podcasts, and I love my newbies. Hello. So make sure to follow me on my Instagram for this podcast at FSO Podcast. The link in the bio will lead you to the forum that I was talking about, as well as my crystal shop. And yeah, leave me any feedback, questions, whatever you want me to elaborate on. Honestly, each episode's kind of going to be a go with the flow kind of thing. So I'm just going to be rambling on about either my life, what's going on in the world with Jeff Bezos, right? With Jeff Bezos riding a dick into space. Or even a little bit more of the serious things, because shit is getting weird. But that's okay, because it's all good. It's all for the plot. And everything will end up being for the highest good of everyone. And I'm going to stick to that. But don't forget to honor your feelings. Don't forget to really feel what you're feeling. Sit in it. And friendly reminders, you don't have to meditate every day to be spiritual. You don't have to own crystals to be spiritual. You don't have to do any of that new age stuff. All you have to do is be, because you are a spiritual being having a human experience already. And that's a secret that I don't tell everyone, so feel special. Anyways, okay, this is a long outro. I love you. Bye.
Love is not something that is a sort of rare commodity. Everybody has it. Existence is love.